Negativity is a very important quality. Let me tell you why. And don't let anybody tell you that positive thinking is a healthy thing. You need to be able to defend yourself. You need to be able to believe in yourself. You need to be able to deal with things that come your way that try to knock you off your path. You need to get back on track when you get off your path. You will need to deal with other people's projection and their potentially their assertion that they are more entitled to happiness than you. And therefore, a significant part of your life is being in defense, not on the fence. Being in defense, not on the fence. If you're on the fence, you're sitting there going, well, should I speak or should I not? Should I assert myself or should I not? Should I say what I feel or should I not? You're going to sit on the fence. And on the fence, very sharp, it's going to hurt something. You don't want to sit on the fence. You want to go into defense. And how do you defend something passively without being aggressive to someone? So there is a way of somebody insults you or somebody says, I want to go this way. And you say, well, I'm doing it to the left. Or they say, I don't agree with you. And you say, well, that's okay. Here's my reasons. How do you defend yourself without becoming aggressive and attacking the other person? And Mahatma Gandhi came up with the idea that non-compliance is the most powerful way to defend your way. So non-compliance means it doesn't mean the other person's wrong. It doesn't mean you say anything about what they're saying. You just don't do what they say. And non-compliance is, I think, a human virtue, and it comes in a way from accepting that some of life, 50%, is negative, and embracing 50% of life as negative is a very important quality if you're going to achieve anything in your life to the end of it. That things are going to happen that aren't good, and there's no use saying, oh, I'll just focus on the positive. That's just stupid. Then 50% of life is shielded. I meet so many people who get to the age of 40 and 50 who've had a lot of life experiences and say, I'll never do that again. Well, that's foolish, because it's like painting yourself into the corner of the kitchen over and over again. You get cornered and cornered and cornered. And as you paint out a tile, you say, oh, no one's ever going to be rude to me again. And no one's ever going to be use me up at work again. No one's ever going to lie to me again. And you paint out these tiles on the floor, and bit by bit, you start to lose tiles. You look at the world around you, you go, gee, I've got nowhere to go. And then you start projecting this onto a partner or a spouse or a friend or a parent. And next thing you know, that person's caught up in your narrowed world of isolated projection. Instead, the better thing to do is embrace negativity. It's to say, I'm thankful for the negative side of life as much as I am thankful for the positive side. Now, the positive side of life builds. The negative side of life destroys. But you can't build without destroying. It's a universal principle that there is no such thing as create without destroy. War and peace. And so the negative side of life, which comes to in a sense, assault you or challenge you or confront you or bring chaos into your life, really is asking you, do you know where you're going? Can you defend what you believe? Or are you making it up as you go? Did you copy it from someone? Did you learn it from a book? People who tell me their wisdom, they learned from a book. It's not wisdom. It's parrot talk. So negativity is there for a very good reason. The universe is filled with it. They call it dark matter. There are stars exploding in the universe. You just have to look at the Hubble telescope to see that. And that's pretty negative. That's a whole universe, a whole galaxy exploding, stars exploding. It's huge. And so things are going to happen in the world you're not going to like. Now, there's no use running away from that and saying, I want to be away from all the things I don't like, because you will end up, as I say, painting yourself into a tiny corner in the kitchen, trying to get away from grief, trying to get away from doubt, trying to get away from pain, trying to get away from uncertainty, trying to get away from confusion, trying to get away from failure. You'll end up in a corner in the kitchen, all by yourself. You'll push everybody away. There's an old principle that says, you can't love one person and hate another. You can't love one person and hate another. You can't, because every human has every human trait. And if every human has every human trait, that means the one you love has the stuff you hate, and the one you hate has the stuff you love. It's really important to witness this. And suddenly you realize the folly of emotional judgments of others and self. You suddenly realize, if I've got every trait, then all the negative stuff is in me as strong as all the positive stuff. And all I do is I give favor to the positive stuff to project out there as my personal brand. I take the positive things and select, hand-pick them and go, I'm going to put them in front. I'm not going to deny that I have all the negative stuff to myself. I'm going to embrace that. But I will take all the positive stuff that will help me get where I want to go and present that as my personal brand. And this is a very different paradigm than someone who says, I don't want any negative stuff in me. I don't want any dark side. I only have a light side, and I will project my light side as a personal brand. That means that person goes home and beats their partner. That means that person goes around steaming with anger but can't admit it. That means that person's projecting a half and denying something. And when we repress a quality in ourselves, in other words, go into a state of self-denial, go into a state of, I don't have that quality, but that person over there is a liar. And if I say, oh, but aren't you a liar too? And they go, no, I'm not a liar, not like that person. What you repress, the liar, others express. And it leads to that point that we've spoken about many times on this program, and that is, what you judge in others, you breed it in your children, attract it in a partner, or become it. It's a miracle universal principle. And when you see someone go to a bad place, you go, wow, I guarantee they judged that bad place way, way back, and they've bred it in their children, attracted it in a partner or someone at work, or they've become it themselves. So these judgments and being able to work through these judgments are very important to your personal brand, very important to authenticity. But it all starts with breaking through the myths that are sold in the world by speakers and books and all things, that you can be someone other than who you are. You need to defend who you are. But before you start defending it, be careful you don't just pick all the good things and defend them in denial that you have all the dark side as well. We are worthy of love for being everything we are. There's nothing I've done, there's nothing I've not done that's not worthy of love. And that means all my anger, all my disappointments, all my hurts, all the things that I've delivered that aren't pleasant have a benefit. And this leads to my final point here. When people talk about gratitude, be careful. Gratitude makes you feel good. And gratitude is very often linked to positive thinking. The idea that if you think positively, positive things happen. It's not true. The universe is the universe. Universal laws are universal laws. You can't break them. In terms of personal branding, we take the things we want, we like, we think, we call positive, and we put them out there and say, focus on those, please. That's my identity. But it doesn't say we don't have all the rest. We just put all the rest in our pocket and don't necessarily put it on public show. But we don't deny that we have it, and we find gratitude for those things. And this is a very strong journey in life, because what it breeds is a thing called resilience. If you like your dark side, you will be resilient. If you don't like your dark side, you will have no resilience. If you try to promote your positive side, you will end up with depression. If you try to be fake your personal brand, whatever the opposite to that is, you'll attract it and breed it and become it. So it's very important right now to learn that half the world is going to be negative. It's very important to try to embrace that in yourself. It's very important to say you can't love one person and hate another, because everybody has every trait. It's very important to work through any judgments that you're carrying from the past, so that you're not carrying a heavy backpack full of judgments that you're manifesting accidentally. That's cleaning up the act. And it's worth a little bit of time to do it, because it really does lead to an inspired life, to feeling inspired all day, every day. Mobile meditation, it's called.